Good evening, everyone. Yes, yes, yes. It is definitely Tuesday. Tap, 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 tap in Tuesday. I am super excited about tonight. It is our very first, and mine and yours and ours, very first tap in weekly show. I'm super excited about what God is doing in this season of my life. And so tonight is not going to be long. It's definitely just going to be more of an introduction of tap, 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 tap in. Thank you all for watching, your support for the message that I shared on Sunday about what God has done, what he's birthing for me in this season. But I wanted to make sure now that we're beyond that part, and now we're moving to our weekly focus, which is tap in. So this whole weekly show for Kimiko's has started and been birthed out of truly still discovering your true essence. But there are always things that feed into us on a consistent basis, and the things that we have to do that are applicable to make sure that we're reaching our ultimate goal of where God is taking us. So that is how tap in was birthed out of that journey. So here on the weekly shows, we're going to be talking about a variety of topics as we continue to go throughout this life's journey. And I often tell people, if you don't go within, you'll definitely go without. And I don't know about you, but in the season in which I'm in this part of my journey, I don't want to miss out on anything that not only God has for me, but the things that I don't even know that are laying within me. And that's literally what my job, my purpose, my desire is to ensure that I push you, I propel you, I encourage you, I provide whatever it is that you need to ensure that you're tapping inward within yourself to ensure that you don't go without the things that God has in store for you. I often tell people I want to live a true, fulfilled life, that whenever my time is done on this side of heaven, I can look back and say that my cup maybe was full when I came in, but when I left, it was empty, because everything that I was supposed to accomplish, everything I was supposed to do, I made sure that I did my due diligence to ensure that I accomplished all of those things. So again, that's literally how I birthed it happen. Part of my, most people see me because they see Kimiko, they see my military journey. There are some things that they do know about me, but there's so many other facets to who Kimiko is. And with Tap In, I'll be able to share some of my personal stories and the times where I had to go within, so I didn't go without on my journey. And not only the journey in which I've already chartered, but most important, the journey that I'm embarking upon now, because there are seasons in our lives, and as we often say, seasons do change. But we have to make sure that we're doing all of the work. And so when Tap In became a thing for Kimiko, I retired from a 24-year Army career. I lost the most, my anchor, I would say that, in my life, let alone right shortly behind that was my older brother. So when you look at the journey of everything that I was in, the phase of transition in which I was in, I had to determine, can go, what is it important? Like, I literally had to go within myself, one, not to lose myself, but also understand that the person that I was, that person, had I'm going to say served his purpose, but ran the course. But what God was getting ready to do for me in this next season, it's going to take some inner work. So that way I can make sure I'm pushing out and I'm birthing the person that he wanted me to become, and not fighting so hard to hold on to the things I used to do, because those things were great. I accomplished a lot. I did a lot. And so it's not taken away from your journey and all the things you've already done. All that does is give you a little bit more clarity, a little bit more clout when you're embarking upon the new seasons of your life. Because people do want to know, where did you come from versus where you're headed? So all those things are good. But again, we can't continue to be stuck in our past. We have to move forward. And the only way you're going to move forward is to go within yourself and tap into those spaces that are dormant in your life. The things you don't even know that is within you, because you are so busy being pulled externally from everything that is around us. But you have to carve out that time, not only for just for God, but you also need a space for you to sit with yourself and ask yourself some hard questions. Find out, hey, what is it that I like? What is I'm passionate about? What is it that I know I'm good at, but I haven't made time to even do it, let alone perfect it? So when you really create that time on your calendar, when you have meditation, you got the kids, you got the job, you got the extracurricular activities, somewhere on your schedule, there should be some time with me, with yourself, to sit and literally ponder on the things that are lying in you that is waiting and yearning and screaming to come out, but we didn't make time and space for it, you all. I often tell people I've had a truly successful career. I have definitely moved mountains in the military, and that was great. After that, I've had a lot of opportunities leaving the military. I actually took an opportunity here in Huntsville, Alabama. You know, really an amazing agency, good opportunity. But sitting at that desk, you all, I had to ask myself, Kamiko, are you happy? Are you fulfilled? Are you doing anything that you love and that you're passionate about? And I had to be honest with myself. The opportunity, great. A six-figure job, great. But I had to leave it all there because it wasn't what I was purposed to do. Is this what I was allowing myself to do, being called to, because I knew how to do it? So I want you to know that there'll be times when those sacrifices may seem great to the natural eye. But when you ask yourself from within, from the heart, matters of the heart, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I charting the course that I'm supposed to be charting? Or am I continuously doing stuff that just feeds me for the moment? Because I need to make sure I pay this bill. I need to make sure that this is met. I don't drop the ball on that. But I have to tell people, I've decided that the purpose that God created me for, I am going to let nothing get in the way of that. And when you truly allow yourself to lean into that thought process, you'll be able to know that God is going to provide the resources. He's going to provide the open doors, and you can't get distracted with the ankle biters because they will be there always. The Bible says, you know, there's some things that is going to just be with us always, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. But it's all about, how do we overcome those challenges? How do I identify them, break down the barriers that are keeping us from truly being able to accomplish those goals? We often say, God, I have faith. Yes, and I have faith. But I had to ask myself, faith wasn't my issue. What is the condition of my faith? So when I sat and I asked myself, let me go, you believe God for everything else. What makes this any different? And even the things we didn't, if we're honest, even the things we didn't believe God for, he still did them. So again, we have to check the condition of our faith. And when we're truly pursuing and we're tapping into those places within us and asking God to show us, you know, to shine the light on it, God, let me see it through your eyes. Let me be able to see myself in a manner I've never seen myself, because only you can be able to give me the spark that I need. And allow me to minimize the distractions. Stop thinking about all the things that I don't really need to worry about in this season. Sometimes you just got to get up and get started. God's going to do the rest. He's going to give the increase. Because as long as you're pursuing the things that he has already called you to do, and he's called you for, everything else eventually will come. I'm not going to say it's not going to be shy of challenges. I'm not going to say that it's going to be shy of you sitting in uncomfortable places. I've had to learn some things I've never known how to do, but I was okay with it because it was simply just a simple means and a test to make sure that I was locked in. I was going to give my all to what it is that I'm pursuing. So it might take me a little bit longer. It might take you a little bit longer, but that's okay. Because guess what? Everything you're good at now, you know you had to learn that at some point along the way, right? You didn't just wake up and you arrived there. No, you took the time to perfect that craft. So the craft that you perfected to work for somebody else, how about we use that same energy, that same drive, that same zeal to do the same thing for ourselves? Like I said, I don't want to wake up and see all the things God wanted me to have. I want to be able to do them. And I understand and I've accepted the challenge for my purpose in life. And for Kamiko, that's simply God. Every person that I am supposed to touch on this side of heaven, no matter whether it's the word, deed, a kind gesture, to create and leave a lasting, life-changing moment for them, that's what I want to do. Because the reward of that is far greater than anything that I can truly get and accomplish and acquire on this side of heaven. I often tell people who are really close in my circle will tell you that I'm not shy of anything. And it's not because I feel like I did something great, because I didn't. You know, God truly just gives favor. And when we learn how to tug on the heart of God, He's going to show us. I often tell people, I know my love language with God. I know what gets God's attention from Kamiko. And that's something I have to spend time paying attention to and working it. So therefore, one, I didn't miss the opportunity to give him what he deserves and what he requires of me. So in turn, I can be that vessel and that place of interceding and intercession for what's to come for somebody else. The life that I live isn't about Kamiko. It's about me being able to truly share it with other people. But oftentimes, most people won't come and ask me. And then that's how I actually got to truly tap in and discovering my true essence. It's like, Kamiko, maybe it's time for you to share your story. Let them hear your side. Let them understand that there is always three sides to every story. But the side that you have kept people from because they didn't ask you could be the same, the one thing that they need to hear to be able to create a life-changing experience, not only for them, but for me too. And then everybody get free in the process. So again, like I said, I just wanted to make sure that I took an opportunity to do a quick intro about tap in. How do we get here? Where we're headed? Because again, ultimately, this thing for me is Kamiko in the seat, but is with you in mind. Because I want to make sure that I don't miss the mark to give you what God has given me for you, for your life in this season of your life. And whoever I can help, how many people I can help, in whatever capacity that I can help them, that is my charge. And I've taken it and I've owned it and I'm willing and able and I'm leaning in to see it through. So the one thing I do ask of all of you is just to like, share, comment, hit me up on my inbox. Is there something specific as the weeks comes ahead that you want me to talk about? I'm definitely open to that. I do have 12 topics for the next 12 weeks. However, there's always some flexibility because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that not only am I doing the things I feel God is leading me to, but also I want to make sure that I'm giving you all what it is that you desire and what you really need for the seasons in which you're in. So again, next week's topic is literally going to be Clarity Quest, Uncover Your True Essence. We can't do anything without clarity. I think a lot of times we take off running, we down the street and around the corner, as you know, the Southern old folks would say. Before we even ask, I was going to say, well, slow down. Just ask like one, two, three more questions can give you a totally different perspective. And that clarity in itself will shift what your response was, what your actions probably were getting ready to be, and truly take you in a whole totally different direction. So again, I just want to say thank you all for the encouragement and all of the love that I received yesterday on my birthday. You guys, you don't even understand how much that really meant to me. I often tell people, I've learned to value the people that value me. And I really want to verbally give a thank you. I know I wrote it on Facebook earlier, but I want to take a minute of a moment to just say thank you publicly for the people who are watching and the people who will watch for all of the love that you showed me on yesterday. It really, really, really left my heart glad. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. I know it's very short, but it's simply an intro. Now come next week when we get to Clarity Quest. It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a lot structured. It won't still be past 15 minutes, however, but I'm definitely looking forward to what God is getting ready to do on our Tap In Tuesdays with Kamiko. Again, I'm ever so thankful for all of you. And you already know my favorite saying, continue to pray for me as I pray for you. And together we're going to watch God do some great and mighty things. Make sure you go within because I don't want you to go without. I'll definitely see you on next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Facebook Live, as I continue to build all these platforms, y'all, because it is a whole lot that be going on in the backside of it. But again, I'm here for it. I'm excited about it. Most of all, I'm just looking forward to the testimonies that's going to come out of it, how God truly moved and how he's blessing you and how he's giving you the insight and the clarity for you to continue to lean forward on this side of your journey and tap into what he's purposed you for while you're balancing all the other elements of life. So again, you all be blessed. Thank you. And I will be looking forward for you guys next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tap in. Make sure if you don't go with it, you'll go without. God bless you all.